Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Dylan Morse, president of the Grand Theater Foundation, about the Grand's one-year anniversary.
You guys are going to be offering some special things the week of December 1st, and just tell us a little bit about that stuff. What's going to be going on?
Yeah, we opened last Thanksgiving. We have had a really successful year. You don't always know in opening a new business what it's going to be, if it's going to perform as it did previously, if it's going to do better, if it's going to do worse. We're all pretty confident in saying that our expectations have been met and exceeded with the performance at the Grand. So we've got the community and the communities in the area certainly to thank for that. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary. We're doing it just a little bit behind our true anniversary. We wanted to give people time to celebrate the holidays and also then a nice incentive to come back out to see the new movies that are coming here in the weeks ahead. So from December 1st to December 7th, any ticket holder to any showing, any seat, is entitled to a free small popcorn. So that's one little way that we're giving back, saying thank you again to our community. Folks might remember when we opened, everybody that came in got a free bag of popcorn for the first week or two that we were open. So it was just kind of fun. You know, everybody had been there tearing out the plaster, ripping up the carpet, all of those sorts of things. It's just one small way that we as a theater could help extend our thanks to everybody for all their hard work. So we're going to do that again to kind of commemorate that and again, just say thank you for a great first year. Additionally, Sean will also be handing out some of our movie posters from runnings that we've had over the last year. So if folks have a favorite, definitely stop out, check in on that. We'll be giving those away as well as gift certificates randomly throughout the audiences. So by buying a ticket or a couple tickets, you potentially increase your odds of nabbing yourself a free ticket to a show in the future. So it's kind of a cool little thing that he's doing.
As to the past year, like you said, you've had some successes, met and exceeded your own expectations for the foundation and the theater. And I understand you have kind of some statistics from this past year to share with us. Tell us about that.
Over the last 12 months, we showed 80 different films, which in itself is just kind of incredible because you think, you know, two-screen theater, how often could they really turn it over, anything like that. A really cool number that we're really excited about and love to tout just as an advertisement for Knoxville and the area. We have over 300 registered volunteers through the sign-up website that's attached to our GrandTheaterKnoxville.org website. So folks are even now continuing to come up and ask, how can we get involved? How can we volunteer? All of that sort of thing. We always direct them to the website. There's a volunteer tab that they can go. They can pick their date. They can pick the shift they want to work. And it can be another way for folks to help out, pitch in, and provide a nice service and a nice benefit to the community. So over 300 registered volunteers in addition to the folks that just show up because they want to help, you know, on an off day. We've sold over 3,000 gift certificates. We've sold over 15,000 buckets of popcorn, which is also incredible. 16,000 plus candy bars have been sold at the theater, and our concession prices, we're very proud of those. They're very reasonably priced. That was part of our appeal as a nonprofit. Part of our appeal in reopening the theater was we wanted it to be affordable enough that everybody could come as often as they wanted to without feeling like, you know, it was a big expensive night out in, you know, the big city or something like that. You can see all the same shows that you can here for a fraction of the price. You don't have the drive time and you can just enjoy your community. So thousands and thousands of concession items sold, which is really cool. 18,000 plus sodas served. 32,129 admissions over the last year.
If people want to become involved with the Grand Theater and the future of it, is there anything coming up here in the future that you can say over the next year? And not only that, I mean, what are some ways that we can get involved, get in contact with the Grand Theater and become a part of this?
Again, I would steer folks toward our website, which is GrandTheaterKnoxville.org. Stop in and talk with our director, Sean Skehan. He's terrific, and he really enjoys matching folks with what they want to do. What are you comfortable with? What do you enjoy doing? And how can we make that work within the operations of the theater? As far as happenings over the next year, I think folks can look forward to a lot more investment by our board. We're going to use some of this money that we've earned over the last year, hopefully some additional grant funding that we can secure over the next several months, and make some additional investments at the theater itself. You know, we touted heavily when we were in our initial fundraising phases about the ability to have live performances at the Grand Theater. Well, we do want to do that. We think that's going to be really exciting. exciting and just kind of a fun new thing that people haven't been able to do at the Grand for, you know, maybe 60 years. To be able to use that stage space will be really important, and I think a nice draw to Knoxville and the downtown community specifically. A sound mixing board will be great for live performances and things like that. So a lot of big expensive stuff yet to do again, but a lot of really worthwhile stuff and investments that I think will pay huge dividends for the community for many years to come.
Thanks again to Dylan Morse. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.